Types of road infrastructure. The system of roads and highways reaches nearly every possible shipping and receiving location in most developed countries. Road infrastructure also includes terminals, roads. Roads may consist of any number of materials and classifications. Highways, for example, are generally paved roads with higher speed limits. Other roads may be paved or unpaved and may be seasonal in nature. Unpaved roads, such as dirt or gravel roads, may be more difficult to use during inclement weather. Some examples of seasonal or time-restricted roads include the following. Ice roads. Ice roads may operate during the winter in extreme latitudes, crossing bodies of water or marshy ground that is otherwise inaccessible by road during warmer months. Tidal roads. Tidal roads are roads that are accessible only during low tides in low-lying coastal areas. Wet roads. Wet roads are crossed by shallow water, such as a small stream, and are designed to be forded. After heavy rains, specialized vehicles with engine snorkels may be required to safely cross these roads. Restricted roads. Roads traversing heavily populated areas may have hours of use restrictions for commercial vehicles to avoid congestion when passenger traffic and pedestrians are present. Terminals. A terminal is any location where freight originates, terminates, or is handled during the transportation process. Terminals are central and intermediate locations in freight movement. They often require specific facilities and equipment to accommodate the traffic they handle. The main function of a road terminal is to provide a location to handle and transship freight, although driver rest areas are often part of terminal grounds. Terminal capacity is related to the amount of land the terminal occupies and the level of services that are offered, for example, technology charging stations and Wi-Fi areas, restaurants, and lavatory facilities. Infrastructure considerations are important, as terminals must accommodate current traffic and anticipate future trends with not only traffic but with technological and logistical changes. Some shippers prefer to have unique terminals for their business. Determining how many terminals are needed and deciding where they are to be located are among the first decisions to be made. This decision is mainly for ground transport because other transportation modes are limited by government, geography, and demand, for example, ocean terminals. Market penetration and potential also influence terminal location.